Welcome to the Wife Mother Homemaker Podcast, where I talk about biblical principles and practical applications for women. I am Gina Bain. You are listening to episode 19. This is part 5 of a series titled Children and Corporate Worship. Today, I will be discussing how we can encourage our children to participate in the worship service. Stay tuned. I think you're going to be blessed. Hey, ladies, thank you for joining me here again at the podcast. I'm still talking about children and corporate worship. And today's focus is how we can help our children to actively participate in the service. Up to this point, I've talked mostly about how to be prepared for church, how to keep our little ones quiet, and how to discipline them. However, keeping our children quiet in church isn't the main goal. No, the next step in training is to get our children involved in corporate worship. So that's why today we're focusing on what we can do as the parents to encourage participation from our little ones. Now, I'm a goal setter. I want to know the big picture. In other words, I want to look ahead and know the end goal. Then once I know the end goal, I can work back from there to figure out the things that I need to be focusing on now. Well, let's apply this goal-setting method to training our children for church. What do we want our children to be like as an adult church member? I don't know about you, but my goals are high. I'm not raising more pew sitters. I'm not raising my children to be babes in Christ. No, I want them to be actively involved in church, bringing God glory, edifying the saints, and reaching the lost. But if I wait until our children are teenagers to start teaching them to bring their Bible, well, I'm afraid we've already lost many valuable years. Teenagers, in my opinion, are already young adults and need to be pursuing their callings at that point, not trying to adapt to big church and learn to bring their Bibles and take notes. This means that as parents, we start training them to form good habits at a young age, habits like bringing a Bible and taking notes. We not only are teaching them habit-forming traits, but we're also teaching them character traits such as love for God and love for others, respectfulness, reverence, self-control. All of these things we can do when they are itty-bitty. Then, gradually as they grow, we will see these things mature in them as they mature in Christ. But we set the goal for our children to be active participants in the kingdom of God. And if we're going to do that, then we need to encourage active participation from them when we go to church. Even at the young ages of 1, 2, and 3 years old, our children can participate in worship. See, worship is not an adult-only activity. So how do we do this? Well, I'm glad you asked. The first thing we can do is sing. Now, I am saddened that our churches are full of adults who are not actively participating in the service. Many adults, when it's time to sing praises to our God, stand there like a knot on a log. Well, that's if they stand at all. Or they mumble the words, maybe, but they're just not making a joyful noise to the Lord. A church service is a time when we as a body of believers come together and we should be singing out His praises with a joyful spirit, and we should be teaching our children to do the same. In an earlier episode in this series, I talked about training our children at home, and I talked about how we should be teaching them the songs of faith, teaching them the songs that we sing at church, so that when we go to church, they'll be comfortable singing them. The littlest of our children should be able to do this, even if they don't know all the words. They might know parts of the song, maybe the chorus, because it's repeated more often. But even if they don't know all the words, we can still encourage them to have a joyful spirit about them. And we need to be constantly encouraging them to sing, and we need to be setting the examples. I want my children's little lips to be singing the praises of God. So it's important that I encourage them to do that. Well, we not only encourage our children to sing, but we encourage our children to stand when everyone is standing. So if the preacher has asked, or the song leader, or whoever has asked the congregation to stand, well, our children should stand as well. Now, depending on how your church carries out its service, let's say it's something where you're standing for a lengthy amount of time, it's natural that a child will get tired and may have to sit down at some point, but we should at least encourage them to start out standing. Whatever it is that the church body is being asked to do, stand, sing, our children ought to be able to at least try to be doing the same thing and learning what it is like to actively participate. So this includes not just singing and standing, but something else that I've talked about, bring a Bible. Yes, we encourage our little ones to bring their Bibles even before they know how to read. I also covered this in an earlier episode. You know, we are so blessed to have copies of God's Word in our homes, to read it for ourselves. And I will admit that most days I take this blessing for granted. Even when I'm reading the scripture, sometimes I don't stop to think about what a blessing it is that I don't have to rely on a priest to tell me what it says, but that I can pick it up myself and read every single word. And I can memorize scripture and know scripture. If you're a Christian home, I'm going to say that you probably have enough Bibles in your home for every individual in your family. And you may even have more than that. I know that's the case in my home. And since we have been so blessed to have the copy of God's Word in our hands, we ought to take enough initiative to bring it along with us into the house of God and teach our children to do the same. As an adult, listening to the preacher preach, I want to follow along in my Bible, even if it's up on the screen, because not only do I read the passage of Scripture that he's reading, sometimes I want to know the context of that particular passage. And so I'll take it upon myself very quickly to read maybe what's before and after the passage that's being read. And not only do I do that, but at times I'll cross-reference Scripture. So I'll look up another scripture that's related to what the preacher is preaching about because it gives me a greater understanding of what is going on and what God's Word has to say about it. So I want my children to be able to see me doing that. So eventually one day they will do the same. It's teaching them to be an active listener and an active learner. No, some of my children cannot read yet. So they're definitely not going to be looking in their Bible for context or cross-referencing. I understand all that, but it just doesn't matter. What they're going to do is realize that God's Word is important and I need to take it to church with me. You know, we do this with teeth brushing. We don't wait to teach our children to brush their teeth until they understand all about cavities and plaque buildup and such. No, we go ahead and we form the habit, and then as they grow, they learn why that habit is important. It's the same with taking our Bible to church. This is a good habit that we teach our children. But just taking it to church is not enough. I want to encourage my children to then use the Word of God during the service. Like I said, they're not going to be cross-referencing, but when the preacher announces the scripture from which he will be reading, I want my children to be learning how to find that scripture in the Bible. Obviously, my older ones are going to be better at this, but my little ones that can't read yet, I can still turn in their Bible for them where the scripture is. There's just something about a little one feeling like he's like the big guys and he's got his Bible open too. And then, of course, I can use my finger to follow along under the scripture that's being read, and they like to follow along too, even before they can read. So it's all instilling in them the habit of using God's word, but it's also allowing them to actively participate because they're being an active listener and an active learner. Along this same note, not only do we want to take the Bible, but we want our children to have a notebook and a pen for note-taking. We're developing in them note-taking. Again, this is something that I covered when I talked about what to bring to church. When they are little, we just allow them to draw and doodle and whatever. It's just keeping them quiet. But like I said, keeping our children quiet is not the main goal. We want to transition them into taking notes. My youngest right now is 5 years old, so he can read very little, but he can write all of his letters. And so occasionally he might write a letter or two that he sees on the screen or that he copies from my notebook where I've taken notes. But for the most part, he's just drawing. And that's perfectly okay. We encourage our children at young ages to listen to the preacher and to take something that the preacher has said and then use that and draw a picture of it in their notebook. And then gradually, as they begin to be able to copy letters and words that are from the screen or from my page or just from hearing it, you know, my teenager can just write things down that he hears. He doesn't have to copy, although he's probably still just only copying what's on the screen. All that's fine. My kids are at different levels of note-taking, from drawing a picture to taking more detailed notes. But what we see here is the process of transitioning, and we're giving them the tools. Now, note-taking or drawing pictures, encouraging our children to do those things, isn't really going to mean a lot unless we're holding our children accountable for it. And that's the next point that I want to make is, in an earlier episode, I talked about how our training begins at home. Everything begins at home. Well, it also ends at home. So it's like this big, complete circle that we're going through. And so when we get back home, our children know that we're going to ask questions about what they remember from the preaching service. Pre-COVID, when we were going to Sunday school, we would ask them questions about what they learned in their Sunday school class. And we used to, and sometimes still do, we go around the table and ask them what they learned in church, and they would have to tell us one thing. Sometimes our children run and go get their notebooks real quick and bring it back and show us the picture that they took, that they drew. They show us the picture that they drew. So by holding them accountable, by discussing it when we get back home, it's reminding them that while they're at church, to be an active listener, and that is participating in the worship service. One thing that's really neat is something that will come up during Bible time at home, or maybe scriptures that we have been memorizing, they will show up in church service. The preacher will allude to certain verses or to a certain topic that we've talked about. And it's really neat to be able to sit there on the pew together and, you know, look at each other and smile like, yeah, we know what he's talking about because we've talked about that at home. So it's just this reiteration of God's word that they're getting it at home. They're getting it at church, and we are encouraging our children all along to participate in the service. Ladies, I hope that this has been a great encouragement to you. If you're already bringing your children alongside you, maybe there's something that you can glean from this series and that'll just encourage you. Just keep on. Sometimes it's hard, sometimes it's messy, sometimes it's tiring and frustrating, but you're doing a great work. God has called you to this thing called motherhood, and you are the perfect mother for your children. So keep up the good work. And next time, I think we're going to wrap this series up, and I'm just going to share with you some really good encouragement, and maybe even share with you what I call my blooper reel, because even though we have certain things that we want to achieve with our children, reality is something different, and sometimes it's quite comical. And so I want to share that with you next week, and then we'll be able to wrap up this series and start something new in October. So be listening for all of that coming up. Thanks again for listening, ladies. Till next time.